Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From Fox Sports Wisconsin, Craig Koshan is here. Craig, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Listen, this team continues to improve. I said the other day that if they're down 6-0 in the sixth inning, I don't fret. I think they just have figured out what you can watch a team metamorphosize into a team that goes from a team trying to just bang out a few hits and trying to get a few runs to a team that has learned how to win. And I think we're now witnessing a team that has learned how to win. Would you agree?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, you know, a lot of people have, in the first week have said, man, what an unbelievable start. And, you know, I've kind of countered by saying, you know, it's really not so unbelievable to these guys. I mean, they're a deep team. They're really good. They have a tremendous amount of experience based on the postseason from a year ago with so many guys back and they're not arrogant about anything either. I think they go into every game, every situation, loose, having fun, and with the confidence to win. And they'll never be out of any game right now. And I think we're already seeing this team kind of mirroring what we saw last year when they were really getting in that groove and hitting their stride, that maybe they're not going to score a ton of runs. They're going to keep it exciting till the end, one way or another, that's for sure. And so far, they've come out on top pretty well.
I also like what I'm seeing out of Yasmani Grandal. Let's start with him, because I thought the other night he was masterful in bringing up a couple of pitches that were ultimately called strikes. If you look at the Fox track in Cincinnati, the balls were a little bit low. But this guy, the way he manipulates the glove, I'm really excited about how this pitching staff is going to be able to kind of elevate themselves, because you've got a catcher that frames pitches in a certain way behind the plate. I don't know how many outs or strikes it accounts for sabermetrically, but it certainly seemed like there were a couple of calls that should have been ball three or ball four that would have put pitchers in a precarious position that became strike two and strike three that ended up getting them out of jams. What a find.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, that's his art defensively. And I would say, particularly at the bottom of the strike zone right now, it's been really big and significant. I think, you know, we're still seeing umpires missing, you know, some edges sometimes. But I think overall, though, if you've got a framer like Yaz right now, it's only going to help you, even if it's, you know, an additional 5% of the time. I mean, per game, it's going to add up over time. And I also thought Manny Pena yesterday did a great job with Freddie Peralta, too. So I think that influence, too, has to go kind of hand-in-hand with Manny being the backup guy now and Yaz coming in and being so influential. So it's been, you know, so far with him, it's been good. I mean, he's also getting the bat swinging a little bit, too, here in the last couple of games in Cincinnati. So I think with him, the best is still yet to come.
We were talking the other day about Orlando Arcia and the struggles that he has had. Now, he hits the three-run shot the other day, and we were kind of waxing about how long does it take before you go, well, you know, hey, if you're not going to be hitting the baseball consistently, how much does defense overcome the lack of offense? And then he hits the three-run shot. But in the grand scheme of things, he's a guy that's gotten traditionally off to some really, really, really slow starts. How long of a leash do you think he has before they would consider doing anything for him because of the lack of offense?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting point. It's been brought up, you know, over the last couple of days, and I don't think the situation is the same as it was last year with him. I think last year with him, I think a lot of things mentally were going on. I think he was just playing overconfidently and he wasn't producing. And, you know, sometimes you got to be, you know, taught a lesson or two. And I think that was kind of the situation with him last year. This year, I will say this, defensively, he may be more important to this team, especially in this first month of the season, because of what's going on at second base with Moustakas still trying to get used to that position over there. I think with a guy that can cover as much territory is Arcia can. I think right now, number eight part of the batting order. And that goes for any shift, that goes for anything, playing his position straight up. You know, he's helping the two guys that are flanking him right now, Moustakas and Shaw. And I think if you flirt with taking that out of the lineup right now because you're concerned about the bat, right now at this time of year, I think that's probably their greatest concern right now. This is a tough first month for the Brewers, and they can't have everything. You know, they've got to shore up certain parts of whether it be offense or defense. But I think his glove right now, the glove plays in his part.
I wanted to ask about the pitching staff. A lot of questions about the bullpen. Now, obviously, a lot of those questions have been answered. We're waiting for Jeffress to come back. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk with him a little bit later on today. But what do you think the thought process is with this pitching staff right now, and knowing that there's some other pitchers out there on the market that may be able to help this team should their services be needed?
Well, you know, I think that help right now is probably going to be down the road because, you know, they're opening up the season hoping that everybody does their job. And I think so far after seven games, we've seen pretty much everybody doing their job. I don't think there's a single person right now in the bullpen or even out of the rotation that I would say needs to be moved or sent down or shipped out or anything even close to that. So, you know, they opened up the season this way for a reason. It's to see, you know, who's going to step up and perform. And I think everyone stepped up to the plate pretty well. So I think if this keeps going right now, you have to resist the temptation to, you know, try to sign somebody that might bust your budget or you just don't think is worth it at this point. You know, barring an injury or, you know, dramatic failure, you know, I still think at this point they're willing to dip into AAA for a first move before they're willing to go out and you know, put up a big contract for somebody. But, you know, David Stearns is a guy you don't doubt and you got to trust. And if they do bring somebody in, there's definitely a game plan for it. But right now, I think they're pretty happy with what's going on.
I wanted to also ask you about the outfield and Gamel, because I saw him in spring training and I thought he hit a couple of loud outs. This guy kind of burst onto the scene with the ability to get a little bit of playing time. You talk about some defensive prowess in the outfield. Holy mackerel, just some of the plays he's made over the last couple of days. What a find, right?
Yeah, I agree 100%. In fact, he's opening up some eyes because we don't know him as a player yet. He hasn't been in the league real long, and he was over with Seattle in the American League, so we really haven't seen him much. But I've been watching him the last couple of days. You know, he came in as a defensive replacement for Ryan Braun in the ninth inning on Monday, and then got the start in left field Tuesday and got the start in center field yesterday. And I really kind of admire watching him go to work defensively. He's somebody who's got his glove almost leads him to the ball instead of having the ball come to wherever he is with his feet. And I think that's an interesting, you know, take defensively for, you know, what this guy can bring to this ball club. They're very confident in his abilities, and you know, he had that huge double to start that rally in the other day in the ninth inning for Milwaukee too, and that was big time stuff right there. So I think, you know, again, you trust in what Stearns and his staff have been able to do to find this talent, and you know, right now it's paying off here in the first week for Milwaukee.
Hey, Craig Counsell. Now, we saw him go through this last year, and we said at the beginning of the season, for him to be successful, you got to push all the right buttons all over again. So far in the first seven games, they've been masterful. It's almost like he went through the trial and error last year and figured it out, and now he's got that touch. And you know, it's been easy because I didn't think they'd let Peralta go as long as they did yesterday, just because. You know, just because of the way they've used this pen. But, man, when they needed it, they got it. He left him in, did all the right things. Wilson was the right guy to bring in. It just, I don't know. It's just, did they just pick up where they left off? Or because I said somebody hit pause after game seven of the NLCS, and they hit play when this season when they said play ball. It's like they never missed a beat.
It kind of seems that way to a lot of people. You're right. But I will say this particular staff led by Counsell and what they put together, you know, with their scouting team, their major league scouting team, and their analytics department, there is as much of a game plan going into every single one of these baseball games that you could basically equate to what the Packers go through every week or any football team. There's a lot of game planning into these games now, much more than there has been in the past. You know, in the past, you know, certain teams and certain regimes would just kind of game plan for the series, have a meeting, and be done in game one, and let game two, three, and four kind of play out. But they dialed it in, and pretty much I would say 98-99% of what they do is by design, by preparation. And they're certainly ready to rally if they need to. They're really ready to protect a lead like they were yesterday. Who saw Alex Wilson coming out of the bullpen in the ninth inning before that all unfolded? Not me, not anybody, not him even. But they have everybody prepared and ready to go. And that's the really good thing about where we're seeing this franchise going. It's what we saw develop last year, and this is why, to me, they're definitely a contender, a high contender, to do some big-time stuff in the postseason if they can make it that far this year, and I think they will.
I know we're a little bit long, but, Craig, one more question before I let you go, and that is, with this Cubs series coming up, is this any kind of – this early in a long marathon of a season, is this any kind of a statement series coming up?
I think so. I think the way the Brewers have started out, I think they want to, you know – prove to the Cubs that they're the team to beat in the division right now. You know, the Cubs are off to a slow start. They're making some mistakes early on in the season. They're underperforming right now according to their expectations. I'm sure everyone else in baseball. And I think it's a chance for the Brewers to say, you know what, win the series at least and stay on top and say, we're the team to beat. You know, we're going to go into week two of the baseball season right now. It's a young season, but you know, we've opened up some eyes, and I think that's definitely an attitude you have to take.
Always a pleasure, my friend. See you out at the ballpark.
Will do.
There you go. Craig Kishon joining us from Fox Sports Wisconsin, one of the Brewers analysts, and also the pre and the post. Good to talk to Craig Kishon for just a little bit on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.